So maybe Bogdanovich and Walter Hill would do our movie, and you'd be the woman who kills the guy you've had to fuck to get away, and is now dashing through Texas to the Mexico border with every murdering bastard hot on your hot ass, all set for a lousy ending, I guess. But what makes a lousy ending is the setup that doesn't fit, and a feeling of discontent like it wasn't cultivated right. What should have been all said in another language, what I remember was you being scattered over the landscape. You'd come on buzzing like a hornet and I'd console you, and you were always beautiful, and then you'd purr. You never purred, in fact. No fucking way are you going to purr just because of kiss ass. You can be a notorious bombshell. I thought of you like Ally McGraw and fell for you and saw you as competition, but only in the sense that you can be as trashy as me, as trashy as me, as trashy as me, which isn't being trash. I'd beat the crap out of anyone if you asked me to. I'd find a way, even if Goliath, I'd find a way, even if Goliath. You should hear that in the right tormented way, because everything is tormented. And if you're going to shoot me down, then I know you'll do it in slow motion like Arthur Penn. Slow motion like Arthur Penn. Jeez, I'm so hot on you, it's a slim pickings. Barely even saw it, so fucking tragic and dark. I can hardly leave my own bed clothes and play out another part. It's that kind of a happy ending. One that snags you walking tall and sits you by the window looking out into the dark rain-filled night on Tufnell Park Station. And the lights are shining like iron crosses in the heart. And the mood is a paragon hovers at morals and goodwill. It's something tougher than the other people, including the giant guy with his mobile in his hand like a dick in his casual seat. All this material is fashioned to strengths I never knew I had and never knew you had. I sometimes think I'm a monster who you might still root for, like Richard Boone said in the Tall Tee and Ombre. I guess some days I'm folksy, and you're a force and a charm and legs to die for. And inevitable is some kind of hopeless destiny, like pulp and art combined in a literal territory that goes further and is a sanctuary without safety. But instead, Bunuel and his whipped women, mine's a wager of fear as Casanova and Byron and Camille, and a darker version of the getaway. Or is it stake than sex appeal? 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 And we're looking over our shoulders forever after for the heat. The heat, the damn fucking heat, yeah! All set for a lousy ending, I guess. But what makes a lousy ending is the setup that doesn't fit, and a feeling of discontent like it wasn't cultivated right. What should have been all said in another language, what I remember was you being scattered over the landscape. You'd come on buzzing like a hornet and I'd console you, and you were always beautiful, and then you'd purr. You never purred, in fact. No fucking way are you going to purr just because of kiss ass. You can be a notorious bombshell. I thought of you like Ally McGraw and fell for you and saw you as competition, but only in the sense that you can be as trashy as me, as trashy as me, as trashy as me, which isn't being trash. I'd beat the crap out of anyone if you asked me to. I'd find a way, even if Goliath, I'd find a way, even if Goliath. You should hear that in the right tormented way, because everything is tormented. And if you're gonna shoot me down, then I know you'll do it in slow motion like Arthur Penn. Slow motion like Arthur Penn.